Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Today is part two of an interview with Marnie Werner, who recently returned from a conference in Texas sponsored by the Kellogg Foundation. This meeting featured a group of individuals from all across the country who are engaged in rural policy advocacy in their respective states. Now, their four main focus areas are rural broadband access, healthcare, economic development, and particularly entrepreneurial development, small business, and transportation. And within these four general categories are certainly a myriad of sub-issues. So I asked Marnie what she thinks is the most challenging issue facing rural policy advocates.
Well, to get to difficulty, probably immigration reform is going to be the most difficult because it's such an absolutely hot-button issue. It's just a third rail where everybody is just polarized over that.
So it's the politics behind it, basically.
Right, yeah. And the feelings and the sentiments. Emotions run very high with immigration reform, and this was one of the things that I really learned being down there in Texas right on the border and, you know, and actually going into Mexico. And you know, the people in our group from Texas, seeing where they work and who they work with and you know, hearing them talk more about what they actually do, it's hard for us Northerners to understand just how really high the emotions run on this issue until you're actually down in there amongst the people who are dealing with it every day.
Is the group effort done now, and you are all sort of supposed to focus on your own areas, or is there going to be some sort of reconnoitering now, or what happens next?
Well, Kellogg has changed its mission. They're focusing more on education now and not so much on rural anymore. And so we have been pretty much cut loose to follow our own ways and do what we want to do now.
So you'll maintain these connections, I presume.
Oh, yeah.
And do you feel like where it applies to rural Minnesota in particular that you were able to take away and will continue to take away some perspectives you otherwise wouldn't have by having this network?
Yeah, I think so. Working exclusively in rural Minnesota for the last 9 years, you get the rural Minnesota perspective. But working with these other people the last 2 years, I've really come to understand that rural is different depending on where you are.
So that's important to know from a public policy perspective of the federal government.
Especially on a national level, because people can be talking at total cross purposes, not realizing that the reason the other person is disagreeing with them is because they simply don't understand that their situation is different.
Right. One size does not fit all.
Absolutely. Yeah. We've had a couple meetings now of just our group, and it's this one that I just got back from now was a really good meeting, and we're functioning very well, and we're all very pleased with the results of this last meeting.
Well, thank you, Marnie. You've been listening to part two of a two-part series on Marnie Werner's trip to Texas on behest of the Kellogg Foundation. You've been listening to Rural Minnesota Radio. I'm Jim Gullickson, and we'll catch you next week.